Good morning. Today is August the 20th, 2026, Thursday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you'll open your New Testament Bible with me to Matthew chapter number 14, I want to read a few verses with you if I may. Beginning in verse number 25, it says, "And in the fourth watch of the night he came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and asked, 'It is a ghost?' And they cried out in fear." In verse 27, "But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid.' Peter said unto him, 'Lord, is it you? Command me to go to you on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Immediately Jesus stretched out his hands, and he took hold of him, and he said to him, 'Ye of little faith, why did you doubt?'" You know, these words this morning, beloved, I read in your hearing, is truly a testimony to each and every one of our lives. It seems in our Christian walk and lives that we seem so steadfast and so firm and so strong while we are around those around us that we know are strong believers and brothers and sisters in Christ. But it seems like many days that when we get out on our own, when it seems like that we have a fear or we have a trial that may come up before us, it seems like it doesn't take much sometimes to cause us to sink beneath the spiritual waves, will it? It seems like many times that we fall and we falter before we ever hardly ever get to begin the walk of a new day. You know, this day, this Thursday morning, we just need God's will and God's way to be in our life, and we need to have the faith that Peter had to just step out of the boat, to just come out of that boat onto that sea that morning was truly an act of faith on behalf of the Apostle Peter. If you will, I would ask you to bow your heads with me, and I want to go to the Lord in prayer. I want to just seek the Lord God today to just help us to have that strength that Peter had, to have that faith that Peter showed upon his Lord that morning as he stepped out of that boat. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And God, today we just seek you, Lord God, through the scripture, through this verse, and through the power of the Holy Ghost, God, that you would just help us to have the faith, God, that Peter had as he stepped out of that boat on that day. Lord, we would ask you when fears and trials come before us that you may strengthen us, Father, just as you did Peter. We would ask you, God, as we begin to sink beneath the waves of life, that God, you would help us and you would lift us. You would encourage us, God. And you would just pick us up, Father, just reach your hand down, just as you did to Peter that day as he cried out in fear. And Lord, you say in your word to take courage, that it is I, do not be afraid. Lord, may we remember those words that you spoke that day unto Peter. May we remember each and every day of our life, Father, that you command us to come unto you. And Father, just as you shared with Peter to come, step out of that boat and come to you. Lord, may we come to you this day. May we come to you, Father, today in boldness. May we come to you, Father, today in truth and understanding. And God, may we this day and each day of our life, may we be that witness, God, that you've called each and every one of us truly to be. Lord, we'd ask you to just help us to be and to do what you've asked us, Father. We'd ask you today, God, to give us that strength that we need so desperately in our life. Father, we would also pray this morning on behalf of all those that we've heard from, Father, with very important, very serious physical, spiritual, and financial needs, God, through this ministry. Help each one, Father, today. Every one of us, God, today, we truly need a touch that, Father, only you can give us, just like the Lord Jesus touched Peter and lifted him up. Lord, lift us up today. Lord, I would ask you to help us today so that we can feel, we can see, and we can just know, Father, without any question, without any doubt or any hesitation, Father, that you're right there with us, just as you were with Peter that day on that sea. Father, we love you today. And Father, we truly thank you for loving us first. We thank you, God, for your word and your truth today that we cling to, God, today on this morning. We hold on to, God, knowing that your word is the truth. Your word is our blessed hope through the shed blood and the power of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, today that we come and we pray. We ask it all, Father, in your precious and holy name. Amen. Thank you.